playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Ann Fenlon, North Algoma Medical Recruitment and Retention Coordinator, joining us from the Lady Dunn Health Center. So first of all, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Daniel, and thanks for your continued interest in our projects here at the Lady Dunn.
We've talked before about recruitment efforts at the hospital, and there's been some good news recently of a new physician coming to town.
Yes, that's right. So we've been successful in signing Dr. Matt Breton onto our RNPGA contract, which means that he'll be providing full-time physician services to our community. So that's very, very exciting for all of us, and especially for those patients who have had the phone call telling them that they once again have a family doctor.
And just to clarify, when they're on a contract, or in this case, does that mean working for just the Wawa Family Health team, or does that mean that he also works at the hospital in the ER? How does that work?
So all of our physicians will do both the family health team primary care component, where the patients will book an appointment to see their doctor, as well as cover the emergency department and in-hospital care as well. That's what's unique about the way that healthcare is provided in northern communities such as ours, is that the physicians are contracted to do both the primary care component plus the emergency department and hospital care, which is a very specialized form of family medicine. So when I'm recruiting physicians, I'm looking for physicians who are family medicine rural generalists, which means that they have a much broader scope of skills and practice than what you would find in a regular family doctor in Southern Ontario, for instance.
That difference in responsibilities and what they need to do certainly molds who you need to look for, and I suppose can be a bit of a detriment, or maybe for some, a bit of an incentive to come to the community.
That's absolutely true. For a number of physicians, it can be a daunting experience, and generally we're looking for the adventurous sort. We're looking for the physicians who are wanting a practice that is a little bit more challenging, that they're working in smaller communities, perhaps without the specialist backup that they would have in a more urban setting, and without all of the tests that would be available to them. So for instance, a number of physicians nowadays are less comfortable working without a CAT scanner. So that's something that we are finding is more of an impediment, particularly for the younger doctors who are being taught in their practices that, you know, that's a go-to. So yes, we're looking for a more adventurous sort of physician who can do advanced cardiac care, advanced trauma care, and is comfortable working in rural and remote sites.
And have you been looking more on the younger side, or is that just a reality in terms of it's easier to recruit newer doctors?
So we do about 6 recruitment fairs in a year, and we're doing both the Canadian-wide practicing physician type recruitment fairs as well as the residency job fairs. So when we go to the universities and we're speaking specifically to the residents, that's the younger group, and that's the group that's generally going to be our locums for the first 1 to 5 years of their practice while they're figuring out what kind of practice and where they want to settle. So that's generally a good drawing card for us, is these residency fairs, because these doctors generally are more likely to move to a location like Wawa. And then at the other fairs, we'll get physicians who may be unhappy in their practices, particularly because we're in this physician shortage crisis right now, which means that physicians can practice anywhere. They can choose the community and the type of practice that they would like to have. So if they're not happy where they are, moving is an option. So we provide all of the benefits of signing on to something like our contract in Wawa, which is primarily work-life balance.
And we'll pause the conversation there and pick up next week with the second half of my conversation with Ann Fenlon, North Algoma Medical Recruitment and Retention Coordinator, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.